Blog Talk Radio.
There ain't nothing to add. Let's go, Facebook. We all at. Okay, we have Blog Talk. We have YouTube. We're waiting on Facebook. Let's go. Let's go. Okay, I'll just record it and upload it. Oh, I can actually probably go Facebook Live on my phone. Good morning, Facebook. I'm recording on my phone because something fucked up with my computer. But anywho, y'all here. All right. I don't know what y'all can see, but hopefully you'll get everything today. Happy Friday, happy Holy Day to all the Muslims around the world, around the globe. We want to thank you for being here today. We are excited. I'm going back from YouTube to Facebook, but anyway. So I did post a lot of the videos and the pictures from the foods that I made. I wanted y'all to see my shirt. This is from one of the sisters in Atlanta. She does t-shirts. I'll just go up a little bit. It's actually the, if you can see this goddess, all right? You can see the picture, all right. So let's get it started. So the lasagna you saw, I did a whole class on lasagna this week, and you were able to see the noodles that I use. So I use the brown rice pasta noodles. I put a bunch of vegetables in the sauce so it could be thicker, and then a little bit of plant-based meat, not too much. If you have meat lovers that are coming over to try your food, or you're trying to transition somebody into veganism, just, you know, use something as close as meat as you can, because they're not going to fall for it. They're not going to fall for the veggie that looks like meat, okay? Let's see. So I did the little noodles. Can't get this straight. I did the noodles. I did the lasagna. I did the little cakes, the little pop cakes you saw. I did the eggless egg salad. All right. You can make that into a sandwich. You can use crackers. My favorite crackers right now are cassava coconut chips. And I forgot the name of the company that uses it, but just Google that or whatever kind of chips you like. Now, eating unhealthy stuff with the healthy stuff, don't start your ground zero time now. You have to start from when you're going to do cold turkey, absolutely everything that is correct, all right? So I say people who mix and match good with not good food, you're in transition. And you're trying to psych your mind up to do what it is that you're supposed to be doing. And then just do your best, okay? That's all we can ask, just to do your best. And then ask for strength, because it takes time. Now, you won't even notice. You won't even notice the foods that you used to eat until you stop eating them. And every favorite food is going to come on the television in the form of a commercial. And so that is so funny, especially if you're on a fast. If you're on a fast, you never notice the 10,000 burger and pizza commercials that are on the TV. That's something to think about. Fast TV. Just, you know, do the videos and stuff or whatever. But we are here to help you get to your higher, gooder, not gooder, but higher, better self. And so I'm excited. I talked about products. I wanted to tell y'all to do something that's something that I do. Now, if you get If you get some herbs, like my sister in the health field, not biological, made this for me, and it's a layer. There, this is for if you can see, these are herbs to help with the hair, the scalp, and nails. Okay, so I bought this from her, and it was about $35. But guess what? I didn't throw away the part that was in here after it dried up. What I did was I just refilled it with another good oil, and then I'm letting it soak and do what it does. It'll probably take about a week, and so for all the herbs to break down again. But then just do that. Just get the herbs that I'm telling you for different things, and just refill it. Hey. And then what I will do after this, because it's a skin remedy, I will like take a shower, and while the pores are open, guess what? All over head to toe, because while the pores are open, this goes straight to the blood, right? It skips the stomach. You don't have to digest it, anything like that, and it smells fantastic. I don't know what herbs she put in here, but she told me at the time, and they were all good ones. And then you can also add your own, you know, that could be a base, a foundation. And then that way, you don't have to buy oil and baby oil and all that stuff. And whatever fragrances you like, you just put them in here in the form of an herb. So if you love lemongrass, and bugs hate lemongrass, so you could just put some lemongrass stalks in there and then shake it up and let it go. If you have issues with, psoriasis of the skin, eczema and stuff like that, just, this is your medicine. This is in the medicine cabinet. This is your medicine cabinet. Okay? Your refrigerator is supposed to be your medicine cabinet, not the cabinet above the pill box in the bathroom. Okay. So let's bring it. One of the things I wanted to talk about, let me just take this Facebook part off. One of the things I wanted to talk about is healthy old school products. Now, this is an old school product, but it's been made recently, I think maybe a year or two ago, when I was in the Bronx with His Majesty. Let's see. Our foreparents, forefathers, foremothers, they would take stuff like this and make like all kinds of stuff, like castor oil. Castor oil makes your hair grow. Castor oil is good for the skin. The real castor oil, the dark, it's almost black. You have to get it from Haiti, the real castor oil. You have people over there that are supposed, you know, in the Haitian constitution, it said that people that were not born in Haiti are not supposed to own land. And you have the Clintons and Oprah and Al Gore over there doing all kind of crazy stuff with the little boys. Because, listen, they let the devil in, all right? Haiti is one of the first countries that showed Americans what it is to be a revolutionary, a successful revolutionary. But now we've learned that there are other things that we can do as nationals, sovereign nationals, to get that monkey off your back, okay? Some people respond to different things, all right? But the law is the law, and we are the law. And so the Haitian castor oil is very, very, very good. It smells like castor oil, so you might want to put it on at night. But who cares? As long as you're looking good and feeling good. Castor oil also, we used to have to drink it to make sure that our bowels would move properly. And you know, overall health, good stuff. Now, I had a client, a young girl, 25 at the time, I think she was. She was dating a police officer who gave her herpes. And so she was devastated. But guess what? We put her on a protocol, and I had her go to her physician, her family practice physician, to give her a diagnosis, because we like to do things in order. And so she got her diagnosis. She came back. We put everything on. And what happened was the thing that really that she felt, now she did all the drinking, the teas and the supplements, and changed her diet and all that stuff, because basically it's a parasite that you have to kill. So we got that that rosemary from Haiti. Let me tell you something. She felt the electricity from the actual herb, like, zapping inside of her body. She felt the zaps. And so when you have herbs that are not, they don't have anything to do with ground Roundup or any kind of chemicals in the ground, everything is still pure in the ground, you can have great success. You don't have to worry about going weeks or months before you see something. You will feel it right away, because the herbs were here first. All the problem-solving products were here first, all right? And that is one thing that you can always depend on, that the universe will take care of you, okay? So old-school products, this is one that that I learned about when I was in the military in Fort Sill, Oklahoma. And I was married to somebody who abused me, cut my hair off and pulled my hair out of the scalp. And thank God I got out of that, because the next person he was with, he killed her, cut her stomach open, and killed the baby while it was in her stomach. So you know what? I got a job to do, and I don't have time for bullshit. I'm Nehemiah. I'm building the wall. You understand? I'm doing my assignment. And so that was a close call. And I always think about women who don't make it out. And I think about that girl, too, who didn't make it out. So whenever you're in a situation that is unhealthy, you cannot change anyone. Okay? You will never change an adult. Some children that are past that time, you won't change them. So you have to take care of you. So I learned about pine tar when I was in the military. So this is called Grandpa's Pine Tar. And then, let's see, other old school remedies. This is, these are two powders. They used to use baking soda to brush their teeth back in the day. They didn't go with Colgate. They didn't go with Crest and all that stuff. Because guess what? On the label of Crest and all those other products, they say do not swallow. If you swallow something that is in your mouth, that you put in your mouth on your toothbrush, and it says do not swallow, and if you swallow, call poison control, they're giving you a hint. You don't need a bigger hint than that. Okay? We're ignoring the red flags, and we can't do that. All right? So if it's telling you on the label, you know, they don't want to tell you, but they have to tell you if something is poison. Call poison control. Call poison control after you brush your teeth. You say, well, nothing happened to me. You don't know what's going on the inside with the organs, you know? Little by little by little by little. So I would say you don't have to get these brands, and I don't even know where to tell you to get them, but this one is called Ecotin. I think I got this from Whole Foods. I'm not sure, but you could just Google it. Baking soda tooth powder. Okay, these are things that the old people used to do, and they lived for a long time. Okay, here's another one, neem tooth and gum powder. I told you what neem is used for in India. The women use neem, and they make it into a cream or paste, and they use it as a birth control. The neem kills sperm 30 minutes before and after entry. All right. What else old school do we have? Let's see. You can make almost anything. You can make your own bath salts, right? You just get the pink sea salt, and you get your favorite fragrance, lemongrass or vanilla, whatever it is, and then you mix it, and then you let it dry, and then you break it, and then you just put different fragrances in there. If you want to use an herb, now people who are trying to lose weight with me, I give them a regimen with bladderwrack, and so I learned this from Chief Ali. What you do is you put the herbs together and you soak in the herbs that you can still drink. It's the same thing. So what you do is you soak in the hottest water for 30 minutes and you put the herbs in there and you soak them. Now, if you have a bathtub that gets clogged easily, you don't want to just pour the herbs there. What you do is just put it in a mesh bag, like one that you use to wash your underwear in the laundry, and you just put the herbs in there. And it's going to like stew you like a tea, but you'll get that effect. You'll feel refreshed. The pores are open while you're in the tub with the hot water, and it's going straight to the blood, and you'll probably start to feel your circulation moving a little bit more. Or if you put the lavender in there, if it's nighttime and you want to relax and go to sleep. So you just do things like that, you know. Just think of ways that you can implement these things into your life. You put everything else in every other way, good and bad and indifferent, in your life. Do everything good and put it in your life, okay? So instead of using the Tide detergent, we said, and things like that, use the liquid black soap, okay? And what you can do is you can not only wash yourself with it, but you wash your clothes, do your plates and knives and stuff like that, do your dishes with it in a dishwasher, because black soap is really made from a lot of ash. And so we know what activated charcoal can do. Activated charcoal is an eliminator of poisons. If you overdose and you go to the emergency room, the first thing any smart ER physician is going to do is give you charcoal to get it out of your system as quickly as possible, okay? So that's why people are brushing their teeth with activated charcoal, because it's getting the poisons out of the system. You can drink activated charcoal. Just get about a quarter teaspoon in 6 to 8 ounces of water, and you drink it morning, noon, and night, and it will clean out your body, okay? And then also when you're cleaning and detoxing with different ways and methods, make sure that you pay attention to the way that your poop smells, okay? So it's going to be an indication. If it smells horrible, like worse than any time that you ever felt before or smelled before, that's an indication of it's moving out. And we have stuff. If you've never taken a detox, if you've never taken a detox in your life and you're over, say, 25, you have your stuff that's in the colon that's about six feet long, your colon wrapped up. All of that stuff is at the top. And so when you start to detox, like the MAGO 7, it's going to take all of that old stuff, the black, tar, cemented, and it's going to come out first. And you're going to smell the difference, okay? But you're going to feel much lighter. And then you do that for about 5 days. I dropped 8 pounds the first day that I took it, and then that was the protocol that I dropped, 256 pounds. The video is on YouTube. BET came and did a story on me about the weight release, and that's when I decided that I could use the platform of weight loss that I was successful with to help other people. And as I've told the story a million times, I started out after school, putting my shingle up in Queens for a weight loss center. And my first client was an NYPD officer who had stage 4 prostate cancer. So he's still alive today with no cancer, cancer-free. Okay? All right. So let's see. What else did we want to talk about? So try to, you know, if you're in New York, go to those bodegas, and they have all this. So I was talking to a mother, a newborn mother yesterday, and I told her, because her baby is 3 months old, and baby already started teething. Baby is wide awake. Baby is doing all kinds of things. And, you know, the old people used to say, when they saw a toddler running around and the toddler bent over and looked up, you know, between their legs looking, they said that they're getting out of the way for the next one. So the baby is teething, but they have this thing in the bodegas in New York called, especially in Spanish Harlem and the Bronx, called baby cocaine. And it's a powder. It looks like BC powder in the little wax envelope, and you unroll it, and then you put it on the baby's gums, and the baby starts to smile. That's why they call it that. Obviously, it's not, but that's what they call it. All right. So try to get the natural old school products. Some of these stores still sell things like that. When I was growing up, we used to go to Mr. Baby James in St. George. Mr. Baby James had all kind of medication. Aunt Ruth and my grandma Doug, they would send us to Mr. Jones on our street. Mr. Jones had a shop, a candy shop. These are entrepreneurs that were moors, and they were doing it in their community. So we had Mr. Jones, me, Rose, Kurt, Di, Marion, Iris, Sharon, Tootie, Nora, Lois, Iris, all of us, we used to go down to Mr. Jones, and Mr. Jones had his shop next door to his house, and so he would sell squirrel nut, now laters, chico stick, all the good candies, you know, that will rot your teeth out, but you love it as a child. Knock on that door, Mr. Jones, what? I want to buy some candy or some cookies. How much money you got? I got a nickel. Okay, I'm coming, Mr. Jones. Mr. Jones was old when I was little, so Mr. Jones loved to be an old man. I believe Mr. Jones passed when he was like maybe 90-something years old, maybe 100. And then across the street from Mr. Jones, there was the grill that was run by the Garvins, and we used to go down there, and they had a jukebox. And we used to go dance, boy. We used to, you know, learn all the new dances that we watched on Soul Train. But we couldn't watch Soul Train. Especially people like Poochie. I used to go in the backyard, Aunt Ruth, and ask Poochie if she could come out and play. Poochie had to clean the house before she could watch Soul Train and entertain. So we used to help and do things like that. Iris and Rose, all my friends, you know, we've been around each other for a long time, and we may miss each other for a while, but we always come back. And so the grill, they used to make the sandwiches and stuff, and then we used to ride our bikes. 20 miles, I'm swearing, y'all, 20 miles on the weekend. My friend Betty Gizmo, rest in peace, Keith, her brother, all we used to go to Hudson Town, pick up that crew, go to Phyllis Kitchen, pick up that crew, go to Grover, pick up that crew. We would just ride and ride and ride. You know, it's not like today all the kids are sitting, children are sitting in the living room playing Nintendo games and things like that. That's not how we grew up. You know, we grew up outside. We grew up, you know, doing things that made you healthy. We picked the blackberries off the vine. We picked the strawberries off the vine. We went plum picking. We used to get our paper bags and fill up our bags with plums and stuff, you know, and just do things like that. Hey, Janie, I'm talking about your sisters, girl. Yes, we used to have so much fun. Janie's here, Chico Stuck. Marion. Navani Brown is watching. Hey, Franklin Street, holla. And so we used to have so much fun. And then so we used to go to Tasty Twirl. Lincoln Bryce, grandmother used to be in there. She would steam that bun, boy, and we get the, you know, she would wrap the hamburger up in wax paper and put the pickle on top with the toothpick. Big Ollie's, Big Ollie's Hamburgers. Y'all don't know what I'm talking about. Batum Chef. We used to, and the ice cream, me and Rose used to walk downtown in the middle of winter for ice cream. And so we just had so much fun. We didn't have, you know, any of this stuff that's going on now. There was a lot of respect in the community. I grew up where people would wave to you, even if they didn't know you. And I do that sometimes. And, you know, I get the look like they're trying to place me, but no, you don't know me. I'm just saying hi. All right. And so those are the memories that we have with old school. Our grandparents used to have the hogs and the cows, and they would butcher. They didn't go to the butcher. They didn't sell it at the market and have it butchered. They did it in the yard. And usually they did it around the Gregorian New Year, January 1st, you know, butcher the hog and then have all that stuff, have people over. They would make pudding sausage with the rice. And we would have grits and rice and tomatoes. My dad used to eat tomatoes. I didn't see him a lot, but when I did see him, when I would be down to my grandmother's house, she would make him tomatoes every day. And she said he ate tomatoes every day. And they used to grow tomatoes because I tried working in the field one summer with my grandparents, picking beans and picking tomatoes. And I just sat on the porch one day. And I ate up a whole crate of tomatoes with salt. It was so good. And you can't find, you have to pay $4.99 for an heirloom tomato now to get that taste. You know what I mean? And so those things, those memories are sacred because there are a lot of things now that you don't get. You have GMO substituting for food. So I would encourage everyone to start your herb garden, even if you don't have the land, just, you know, start with a little milk carton and put the seeds in there and it'll sprout up and then you transfer it to another pot and then you transfer it to a bigger pot. And then eventually, you know, you can go outside or, you know, go to your tree and pick off your grapefruit and your avocados. It takes about 10 years, I think, to grow the avocados. But, what you can do is just start to do your own foods, and it will be very, very helpful, okay? All right. Let's see, what else were we going to talk about? Shopping, or food prep 101. So a lot of times you can get the maximum time of making your food by preparing it first. A lot of people don't have the luxury of having a chef and having a sous chef working on it. And so what you can do is, like I told you earlier, if you're making the lasagna, boil the lasagna first and then put it in the refrigerator the night before. Make sure it's in cold water. And then you just take noodle by noodle and then layer it. Okay? Very, very easy. Just think of ways to make it easy for you and make it, you know, productive, because no one wants to be a slave in the kitchen. No one wants to be a slave in the kitchen, and no one wants to be there all day. Okay, so start doing it. You can freeze your food in advance and then take it out the night before and then put it together. And all you have to do is just melt and heat. Basically, if you're doing a macaroni, do the noodles the same way. Put them in a cold pot of water or a bowl of water and then take it out the next day. Mix up your ingredients in a baking pan, you know, throw that joker in the oven, and 15 minutes, you'll have your mac and cheese melted, or 20 minutes, however long it takes, just to heat it up, basically. All right. We do not use microwaves because of the radiation. You might want to invest in an air fryer. You can make everything. I've been making the cakes and bread, you know, all the stuff that I like. Instead of using the oven, you can use the air fryer instead of frying. In the oil, you can air fry it, and you can still use flour to use it as a batter. We're going to say bye to Blog Talk Radio now. I think they're about to end. Yep. So we'll see you guys on the flip side on Monday, Blog Talk Radio. Thank you.